This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, Earth, Earth,
Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jose. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Jose, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guessed before an object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guessed the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, today, the category of seriously, where you guessed the petty conflict that led to extreme violence.
Seriously is a new one. Let's do that one.
A 43-year-old woman in Florida named Natavita Auguste, she was arrested for aggravated battery. So what did she do? Well, she stabbed her boyfriend. Now, both Natavita and her boyfriend, they admitted to police that they'd been arguing, but they had slightly different variations of what happened. According to the boyfriend, after the argument, she was swinging an 8-inch knife at him in Auguste's forearm when he tried to defend himself. Natavita, on the other hand, she says, yeah, I attacked him, but not with a knife. No, she says she attacked him with a napkin holder. Now, the cops pointed out that whether it was a knife or a napkin holder, she just admitted to assault because Natavita is not bright. Natavita is also under arrest. The question is, what were they arguing about that led to her getting all stabby? Is it that he wouldn't let her check his text? He wouldn't eat her cooking? She wouldn't let him check her text, or they were arguing about what to watch on TV. So again, did they get into this argument because he would not let her check his text, he wouldn't eat her cooking, she would not let him check her text, or they're arguing about what to watch on TV?
Well, if you're talking about eating somebody's cooking and being upset about it, you're talking about somebody who really loves their cooking. So, Yeah, that's tough, man. That goes up there. I mean, honestly, not checking the text. I don't know. What do you guys think?
She said I stabbed him.
She says with the napkin holder. He said it's a knife. The cops go, doesn't matter to us, man. He's still bleeding out of a gash on his forehead.
I'm going to say, based on the fact that she attacked him, that he would not let her check his texts.
Yeah, but also you got the napkin holder in there, right? So maybe they were eating. I don't know.
Did you say napkin holder or napkin dispenser?
Napkin holder. I'll try to be more clear in the future.
Well, no, napkin dispenser makes me think they're sitting in a restaurant.
Restaurant,
so,
right.
So that would rule out her cooking.
Sure.
Right? Which would also kind of rule out the TV.
Correct.
But I think it's more of he wanted to see her text. She knows she's guilty. So she gets so mad she stabs him.
So he would not let her...
So, Miles, you're going with... He says no to her about checking texts.
Yeah.
Ted's thinking the opposite. All she right. is saying, no, 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 boyfriend, you ain't checking my text.
All right, Jose, correct. What are you thinking?
So Ted's saying out of defense, so she's on the defense. Miles saying she's on the offense. I'm staying with the food, man. Let's go. Come
all
on.
Right. All right. What was the reason for this conflict? He would not let her read his text messages. He had a problem with the cooking. She would not let him read his or about television. We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is seriously on profile. This is trying to figure out what the source of the petty argument was all about. In this case, we got a woman in Florida. She was arrested after stabbing her boyfriend during an argument. Question is it because he would not let her check his texts? He had a problem with her cooking. She would not let him read her text, or were they arguing about television?
And, Jose, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
You said that he did not want to show her his text.
Thus, she got ticked off.
Nope.
Now, Ted, you took the opposite end of the spectrum and said because she did not want him to read her text.
And she knows she's in the wrong. Nope. All right.
And, Jose, you said it's about food, man. He just did not want to eat what she cooked. And you are correct.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Now, look, before you ask, I do not know what the meal was. I know that's the first question.
I was about to ask.
I read like three different versions of the article, and none of them indicated what she cooked, but my man was just like, I am not eating that. So she stabbed him.
I hope it's something fancy.
You think fancy?
I mean, I doubt it was.
I think it's her go-to.
I hope at least it was a stabbing over something, you know, like a beef Wellington.
I bet you.
Something she had really worked on.
It's like, I do the best Velveeta and Spam soup in all the Florida. Try it. Like, nope.
Yeah, you're not going to eat my fried bologna?
If it wasn't Florida, I would agree with you.
I know. Yeah. But in theory, it's nice to think this woman took all this time making beef
for
Wellington.
2 days.
And then this guy's just like... Well, honey, it doesn't taste like it.
Nothing wrong don't with like escargot and caviar.
There's
sorry.
Nothing wrong with grits without shrimp for dinner.
Yeah, right.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got Tomlinson,
Taylor,
the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Colbert.
Stephen.
Do you always say Stephen?
Well, I mean. Yeah.
It is, Stephen.
All right. Yeah. Or Smith.
Ted. Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have seems to sound some writers something come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Don't know if you guys know this, but I recently found out that the First Lady doesn't have to be the President's wife, which is what I've been saying for years, said Bill Clinton.
V. Ted Smith. Seth Meyers.
That's me.
Damn good joke. That's awesome.
Oh. A Florida man was arrested after stealing diamonds by swallowing them at the Tiffany store in Orlando before running out the door. Wow. And you thought getting a blood diamond was bad.
Foul.
Seth Meyers.
A Florida man was arrested recently after he allegedly swallowed two pairs of diamond earrings at a Tiffany store in Orlando before running out the door. Wow. And you thought getting a blood diamond was bad.
For the first time ever in the game's history, the 2026 World Cup final will include a halftime show. And right now, somewhere Drake is like, oh, no.
Fallon?
V-Ted Smith.
That's Fallon.
For the first time ever in the game's history, the 2026 World Cup final will include a halftime show.
Ooh.
Right now, Drake is like, oh, no.
The frozen pizza company DiGiorno has partnered with the makers of Hidden Valley Ranch to make a chicken bacon ranch stuffed crust pizza. So I guess add Italy to the list of countries that hate us.
Foul.
Yeah, foul.
Myers.
The frozen pizza company DiGiorno has partnered with makers of Hidden Valley Ranch to offer a chicken bacon ranch stuffed crust pizza. So I guess add Italy to the countries that hate us.
Which I definitely will try that.
Yeah. I got no problem with that at all.
Yeah. I follow a guy on Instagram that makes pizzas for Papa John's, right? Mm. And, like, people give him a hard time. And he's like, dude, honestly, I've been doing this so long. Like,
you get bored.
Well, no. He's also, like, owns a franchise.
Oh, right? Oh,
so he's like, I just post the videos. Because, you know, he's like, look, the job helped me. I love it. But stuffed crust pizza, it's almost disappointing when I watch him make it. It's exactly what you think it is. It's just mozzarella stick. Yeah. Yeah, just in there. Like, okay.
But it's good when you eat it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I guess I
thought. You want more?
Yeah.
Here's our secret recipe. String cheese.
I know. I just asked you guys this before we went on the air. Has anybody watched The Penguin yet?
No.
All right. So I got two episodes in yesterday on the plane. It's really good.
Is it really good? Yeah. That is what I've heard. All right, cool.
I mean, I like the crime drama stuff already.
Yeah.
But then also, like, what was I going to say? I don't know enough about the Batman series, but there's definitely, like, they're all involved, right? Because it starts with, like, the waterfront getting blown up, because basically the Riddler did that.
Yeah, based on the movie, yeah.
Right? Like, Mike, what was the movie with the, was it the Riddler that came back in a different mask and everything? And they were like, oh, you
came back in a different mask.
Yeah, one of the movies. It's one of the classic characters, but he wasn't like in the green like Riddler suit. He had like this like gas mask.
Yes,
on.
That yes, was the Robert Pattinson. Okay, emo yeah. Batman. Yeah.
Emo Batman. So it kind of ties into that. And then the Penguin, as we see him now, is just a gangster. He's right. Not. He's not high up on the list yet, but I'm sure eventually he'll transform into the Penguin.
Yeah.
And then they're also talking
crook nose and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like crap. It's kind of shocking. It's Colin Farrell. and then also they're talking about drops, which I think is a drug. It's definitely a drug, but I know in one of those Batmans, like the drop showed up and this and that. Again, if you actually are a comic book person, it sounds silly what I'm saying because this will all make sense to you. But even if you're like me and really only know like Batman, it's a pretty easy, good series to get into.
All right.
Now, obviously, it's violent. You got to be aware of that on the plane. So
it's one of the things I appreciated about Emo Batman. They kind of recreated some of those characters. So the Riddler is not silly. He is an absolute psychopath.
Correct.
And the Penguin was like hardcore mobster.
Right.
And they've never been portrayed that way. So it's kind of cool to go like, okay, if you're trying to actually make sense of them in this world, that's who they'd be.
Right. You never think about the Penguin like living above ground and just being an Italian gangster.
Yeah. It's just a nickname.
Like the Joker started out doing stand-up.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so speaking of all those kind of stuff and movies, anytime you have a superhero or supervillains, those are big movies. Those are billion-dollar movies. So I have a list here of actors who turned down billion-dollar movies.
Okay, that doesn't mean that they were going to... You don't know what their salary was going to be, but the movie made that much money. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. All right, exactly.
Gotcha.
Right, they don't pay somebody a billion.
No.
So first you have Michael Douglas. He turned down a role in Frozen. Most people suspect it would have been Olaf.
Oh.
Michael Douglas is Olaf? I mean, look, man, I hated the movie Frozen. I'm just a dude, and I was an adult. The movie came out. It sucks. But that said, what's the guy's name that does Olaf? He's the perfect voice for it. I can picture him.
Josh Gad.
Josh Gad, right.
All right.
He's the perfect guy for it, based on how the...
Honestly, putting him in there.
Maybe they would have written the script different if it were Michael Douglas, but based on the words that came out of Olaf's mouth... Maybe Jack Black could have done it, but there's very few people, I believe, that could have kind of created that character.
David Cross, reference to his Arrested Development character in Avengers Infinity War. He turned that down.
Dude, if it's Avengers anything, just take the deal because you're going to make an ass ton of money.
Look, I do local radio in Seattle, but people around the country have no idea who I am. If they came to me and said, Ted, we want to put you in the next Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? You're going to play the worst thing imaginable,
cool.
Right? Like, I'm a super racist
pedophile.
Right, just terrible human. Really, yeah, it's an Avengers film, huh? I'll take it.
Can I get a percentage? Don't give me salary.
Yeah.
One half of 1% of what that movie makes.
Yeah, racist pedophile. That is awful.
That is pretty bad.
I thought super racist Ted was bad enough. Jesus. Denzel Washington, he turned down a role in Furious 7.
He could, though. I mean, yeah. I feel like there's a difference. At that point, he's so established,
This one's a little different. Bill Hader and Mindy Kaling both turned down roles in Fear and Disgust in Inside Out 2.
To me, that seems like the best gig you can get in the sense of you're just in the studio. So you're not physically being filmed. It's just you sit in front of a mic, do whatever voice they think you can do, and then do it.
Now, here's one. I get it maybe because of time, but I wish he had done it. Some more people that don't watch the sport would know who he was. But Sir Lewis Hamilton, he turned down a role to be a pilot in Top Gun Maverick. If you don't know who Lewis Hamilton is, he's the winningest F1 driver of all time.
Yeah.
Also a knight, because he's English.
Sir, yes.
And they were like, hey, good work. Miles, Lewis Hamilton, big change this year in F1. He went from Mercedes to who?
Ferrari?
Good call, Miles Montgomery.
Right. Okay.
F1 authority. And I agree. He does look good in red. Benicio Del Toro. These are actors who turned down billion-dollar movies. He turned down. He was going to be Darth Maul.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't matter. You wouldn't have known it was him.
Yeah, the way his face is constructed, I feel like somehow I would still know. It's like, is that Benicio Del Toro?
It's like the Mandalorian. You know, you're like,
but he doesn't look. Maybe he does know martial arts skill. The whole thing about the guy that played Darth Maul is he didn't speak. It was a voiceover. Mm-hmm. Even when you heard his voice, he was just a
high karate man,
Elvis.
Elvis, what are you talking about?
Elvis did karate
for real.
Oh, he used to do karate moves on stage when he was performing.
I'm gonna take you down,
just like Vince Neil.
Hiya. Oh, that's like a real thing, man.
For real.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis.
I don't know that...
Karate chop.
I don't know that he legit had a black belt in it, but he had a karate
black
belt. He took classes. And you got to remember, though, he got a black belt from a dude in, Tulupa? Where's he from?
Memphis?
Oh. He's not from Memphis, though. He's from a smaller town.
Oh.
Tulupa or something.
All I know is he looks like older Steven Seagal when he's trying to people in Russia to make him look dominant. It's like, Steven Seagal at one point in time was pretty badass.
Yeah.
Not now. So Elvis
can't
close
me. Uh-huh.
You're just joking around, man.
Mess with me.
I would attack you. I would have no fear.
But that's have you ever seen Walk Hard, they're doing Cock Story?
Yeah.
As he's coming up, they go on and they're going on after Elvis. And he's like, Elvis, that was a great show, man. He's like, you know, man, you always got to, hi-ya! He's like, you got to be prepared. That's basically all he does is almost karate chop him 4 times, and then Elvis walks off with 4 women. Now, that's obviously not real, but I feel like it could have been. Rooney Mara turned down a role in Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Damon turned down the role as Jake Sully in Avatar. Josh Brolin turned down Owen Grady in Jurassic Park. And then the biggest one, billion-dollar movies, they turned down. Robert Downey Jr., they wanted him to be Tony Stark in Deadpool and Wolverine, and he said no.
I've been Tony Stark. I have made an S-ton of money doing this.
And he would have been in the movie for 3 minutes.
That's all he needs.
Seriously.
He is a scene stealer. Yeah. When he's on screen, like, it belongs to him.
Yeah, and I told you, I'd watch that one again. I started watching it on a plane and just did not realize how graphic the violence was. And you know, like nowadays, like they have that little thing in the seat in front of you, you can flip it down and put your phone up there to watch it. But there's like a 12-year-old and an 11-year-old next to me. Like we're the, and like the dad's in the row in front of them. So, I mean,
those kids wanted to see it, man.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It was the opening scene, and I was like, turning this off, right?
They looked at you like, you bastard.
Come on, old man.
This is gonna You're be not their my lucky. Dad.
This is going to be their lucky day.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, sweet. The guy that keeps half falling asleep snoring won't even let us watch the movie. Let's see. What are you going to watch tonight? You got a bunch of choices, but I'll try this accent. It's a new accent, Mike.
Here we go.
But if you really try to sound like a sexy woman. If you really want to watch something, watch Jimmy Kimmel. Jennifer Coolidge. That is the worst Jennifer Coolidge of all time. Oh, God.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. An Australian woman going number two realizes she is not alone in the loo. We head to Arizona where a looky there is a giraffe that escaped from the zoo. Man goes to uncle's house, which he didn't know was booby-trapped inside. Passengers get booby-trapped on a plane and do not enjoy the ride. And to Boston, where a woman running through traffic takes a bite out of crime. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to San Francisco, where two grown-ass men, are disappointing a generation and a fan base. A video was uploaded online that features the two getting into a physical altercation in front of a Pokemon card vending machine. The two were waiting outside of the store for cards to be restocked so that they could scoop up a bunch of packs before anybody else. The conflict began, you see, where one of the two had actually just waited in his car for the machine to be restocked, believing himself to be first, and cut to the front of the line where he noticed that the cards were ready to be bought. This obviously did not sit well with the man that had been waiting outside the store itself, and the two eventually fought it out. Police were called and one was arrested. Pokemon cards.
You're grown men. And it's about being first in line, right?
Correct. Which means that that tells me that you intend to buy the entire thing out if you can.
Yeah.
Because again, it's these streamers, they're doing these unpacking videos where they're all setting up the cameras and they're trying to find the major card that's going to make them big bucks if they can find somebody to buy it. And that's everybody's investment these days is buying these cards. And it's like,
you told me that.
When I was a kid, that's when Pokemon cards came out.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And then you hoped that you got it. And yeah, you bought plenty of packs to hope that maybe one day you could get the holographic Charizard card, whatever it was.
Or buy the Cheeto. Yeah.
Or buy the Cheeto. No kidding. But you're ruining it for other kids who are now at the age where they should be enjoying this.
Yeah, they genuinely like Pokemon.
Right. You're doing it for a business. They want to do it for fun, and you're ruining all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done.
And you're fighting each other on top of all of that.
Right.
And when you see the picture of the guys, I'm like, neither of you look like you should be in line for Pokemon cards.
No!
Come on.
That's kind of what happened with autographs, too.
Yep. Yep,
yes.
That's why a lot of stars you see don't give as many autographs, because half the time it's the same people just using them to resell.
Absolutely.
As opposed to signing it to a fan that just ran into you in the front of the hotel.
Exactly. Exactly. Golly. Like, can we just take a step back? Can we relax? Can we not make this a thing?
Nope.
In other news, down to Houston where a flight was delayed, but at least the passengers got a show. It's not known why. Yeah, that's a good call, Miles. You know what? Yeah. It's not known why, but at some point before the plane took off, a woman was demanding to get off the plane, but she did mention that she was bipolar. When she didn't get off the plane, she stood up, faced the rest of the passengers, and then proceeded to strip herself down completely naked.
Was she that ugly?
It's not that. It's just, that's not where you expect to see nudity.
It's not that I expected. That's what makes it better.
I mean, at the end of the day, boobs are going to be boobs.
Yeah.
But
she looked a little bit out of it. I mean, she was, don't get me wrong, the crazy outweighed the nudity.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah. Like, did you ever see The Shining?
Yeah.
Remember the gal in the hotel room?
Yes.
Yeah. Boobs are boobs, but at some point it's like, I don't want those.
No. I don't want your boobs.
She then put on quite the display, shouting while walking up and down the aisle in the buff, even going as far as to bang on the cockpit door, demanding to be let in, which is always a great idea. Eventually, authorities made it onto the plane and arrested her, though it's not known if she's going to be charged. She was brought in for a mental evaluation, which, if you strip naked on a plane, that's a good case that you need a mental evaluation.
Start there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the idea, though, that she just wanted off the plane, but if you're going to go crazy, you got to go full send crazy so that you don't get charges.
Naked does it, man. I just right.
Like, you just got to let it all go.
Is he a bank robber? Is he a crazy bank robber?
That's right.
What do you mean? Is he wearing clothes?
Right.
Right? That's it. To me, it's the whole thing.
You're right. And even something as horrible as, like, you know, a man cut his ear off of the street. You go, horrible. Man cut his ear off of the street while naked. You're like, oh, that guy needs help.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Oh, my.
If you need sympathy, get naked.
We need to help him. Over to South Carolina, where an incarcerated man's sentence just got longer. The man is serving a lengthy sentence in Maryland, and luckily his nephew was kind enough to check up on his house while he was incarcerated just to make sure that nobody had burglarized, vandalized, or was squatting there. He walked in through the front door and was unfortunately greeted by the man's home security system. A booby trap that he had set up, which fired a loaded shotgun at the front door. The nephew was hit by the blast and unfortunately did not make it through his injuries.
That's amazing that a shotgun could kill him through a door.
It was
so he must have opened the door successfully and then bang, you know?
So yeah. They said that it was attached to the back door of the house front.
Okay, that makes sense.
And there was some big string that was attached to it or something with
so
a lead
pipe. So he's incarcerated. His nephew goes over to check on his home and he gets shot.
And he gets shot and killed.
Jesus.
And now he's got murder charges that are added to it. Which, side note, like...
Well, there's your paranoia, right? Sometimes check it a little bit.
Right. Why is your nephew going over if you have a booby trap?
That would be my question.
Well, he wouldn't know that. He's going to check on the residence because his uncle's in jail.
But I feel like he might have told his uncle, hey, I'm going over to your place.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or his uncle would have said no.
Definitely not.
Don't go.
Go in the back door. Go in the back door.
You don't understand, yeah.
Like, criminy. Again, there's your paranoia. Yeah.
Just keep it in check is all.
Correct.
Right? That's all.
Correct.
Keep it in check.
Let your family know that you've booby-trapped your house.
Let them know you're crazy. They got your back.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
Down in Arizona, a zoo in Tucson had to delay an opening for a day thanks to an animal that had escaped its enclosure. Now, before you get spooked about a lion or a tiger on the loose in the park, it was a giraffe. Probably, my opinion, one of the hardest animals to get loose of its enclosure.
You probably just stepped over the fence.
And a drive.
Do you know why, Mike? Did you read the story why?
So, it seems that the animal was a newer addition to the zoo and was interested in some tasty-looking leaves on the tree
near her. He saw a tree over there. He's like, I want to eat that.
That's right.
So, he just walked over and started just chowing on it.
She managed to escape and nibble on a few and eventually returned to her pen of her own volition. And the park immediately began measures to make sure that that didn't happen again. They had to delay the opening the park for about 90 minutes.
It was a mesquite tree, so it must have tasted like barbecue.
I guess maybe you can't predict that, but now that you know, like, what? Maybe move a mesquite tree into their enclosure?
Sure.
Keep her there. Keep her happy.
Let her enjoy some.
Oh, yeah.
Giraffe is loose. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports On What. College and NBA basketball is what you've got on tonight, as well as some NHL hockey featuring your Seattle Kraken hosting the Nashville Predators. And we finally have a televised... they're in Nashville against the Predators. And we finally have a televised Mariners spring training game as they take on the Arizona Diamondbacks in a split squad match. Find out where to watch all those games in one convenient location, the Sports On What app. As far as your weather, the clear skies today continue into clear skies tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow we're going to have plenty of rather partly cloudy skies and a high of 57. That's every headlines with that. Mike Hawkins out.
We'll see you for the weekend. The return of Ted versus the FCC and a bad choice Friday. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Fluff production.